This is your 101.7 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update. Felony charges will move forward over Wisconsin's fake electors. A Dane County judge rejected the motion to dismiss the 11 felony charges against attorneys Jim Troupis, Kenneth Cheesebro, and Mike Roman, President Trump's director of Election Day operations in 2020. All three are accused of using forgery to falsely claim that President Trump had won Wisconsin's 10 Electoral College votes that year and attempting to deliver the document to then-Vice President Mike Pence. The state charges against the men are the only ones in Wisconsin. No other electors have been charged. Fighting against the state over the lack of clean energy. 15 children and teenagers are suing Wisconsin, claiming that the state is prioritizing fossil fuel energy over renewable energy. The lawsuit criticizes the state for not ensuring that at least 10% of the state's energy comes from renewable sources, when it promised to decarbonize the electricity sector no later than 2050. The children want the state to have the ability to see how much pollution impacts the environment when reviewing fossil fuel energy plants. The search continues for a man reported missing near the Kinnickinnick River in Milwaukee. Family members of 59-year-old Miguel Flores tell the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel they haven't seen him since the historic floods in the city earlier this month. They believe he may have drowned in the floods, but police say they don't have enough information to initiate a search. Flores lives in a homeless encampment where the two other men were found dead in the water earlier this month. Authorities have not declared an official cause of death for either of those men. This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on the new 101.7 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. It's Monday. And you know what Monday means? Monday means it's the day after Sunday. So it's one of those days. It's one of those interesting days where I don't really get what's going on in the world today. I mean, well, let me say it like this. Let me say it like this. When we do things, we have to remember that once is a mistake, but twice is a choice. Why do I say that? There's a story that's out today, CBS58.com. Former MPD executive charged with election fraud tied to false residency. So we've had a number of people in Milwaukee that have been charged with election fraud, among other things. And I don't understand how that can happen. I don't understand, because your mama, your daddy, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, and your grandparents always tell you that you can't do what other people do. You can't go where other people go. You can't say what other people say. But yet, we as black people seem to think that we can actually do that. Milwaukee Police Department announced today that a criminal complaint has been filed against a former civilian executive staff member, Marcy Patterson, following an internal investigation. According to MPD, allegations of misconduct came up in June. Chief Norman directed internal affairs to investigate, and the findings were sent to the DA's office. Prosecutors filed a complaint charging Patterson with one count of election fraud. The complaint states she voted in 12, not one, not two, not five, but 12 elections between 2018 and 2025. Investigators say Patterson had not resided in Milwaukee since March of 2018. First moving to a home in Glendale, later to an apartment in Brown Deer. Despite that, records show she continued to vote at Samuel Clemens School in Milwaukee. She reportedly also claimed a 3% residency incentive in her department pay, totaling more than $8,200 in additional compensation. Now, that's over 7 years. It's not a lot. Complaint states that Patterson told MPD that the Milwaukee address was what she considered to be her permanent residence, as that was where her elderly mother lived, and because she did have occasional overnight stays. She resigned as community relations and engagement manager on July 21st after more than 3 years with MPD. So what brings this on? First of all, who'd you make mad that somebody would come after you for something like living outside the city? Yes, I know they're zealots. You have to live in the city because you get paid by taxpayer money. Yeah, but there's also this thing called the Constitution that says I get to live where I want to live, and if you don't want to pay me to not live in the city, then pay me to not live in the city, and it's fine. Number two, is 3% worth jail? Because we haven't heard any charges about the $8,200. We just heard about election fraud. But I guess the flip to $8,200 is to lose your salaried position. And then the $8,200 doesn't matter. What are we doing in the world where we're costing ourselves our livelihood to vote? That's number three. Number four, what makes you think in that instance you're not going to get caught? It's not like messing around with a guy or a girl and you keep a secret in a room somewhere where nobody knows. You're doing something that's on a public record that goes to the city, the county, the state, and the federal government. And that's a lot of elections between 2018 and 2025. We're talking 12. Now, who do you know? I guess this is number five. Who do you know that you only got charged with one count? Now, let's look at it from the defendant's side. Simple misinterpretation of the law and what it says. Now, personally, no, let me not say personally. Professionally, I don't think so. I don't think so. When you work for a law enforcement agency, your not reputation, because I wasn't liked by everybody. A lot of people said I was a blankety blank. Starts with an A. Arrogant. See, you were thinking A-S. Okay. But that's just how it goes. When you do your job, somebody has to think that you're a blankety blank. Why? Because you don't get what you want. You get what the organization needs. And that's just called life. But when you're executive, when you're command staff, you're held to a standard that is nearly 100% perfection. But when I say perfection, I don't mean perfection as in physical or mental perfection. I'm not talking about I'm going to think and I'm going to say, I mean that when someone sits you down and says, hey, did you do this? You say, if you did it, yes. And if you didn't do it, say, no. That means being truthful. The fastest way to lose a job in law enforcement is to not be truthful. Everybody gets scared. Everybody gets backed into a corner. Everybody, including me, lies. Until what? Until it's that moment. Where it's by hook or by crook, you got to tell the truth. That's it. Tell the truth. It hurts. It's going to hurt people. It might even hurt you. But in the end, that's what saves you. And I think that's what happened. She got charged with one count. If she gets a good lawyer, plead that down, you know, take a fine, vaya con Dios, adios. Is she the only one that's ever done this? Absolutely not. And I've known Marcy for years. What it comes down to is when you work for a police department, the mindset has to change. Things you can get away with the city of Milwaukee working as a civilian, you cannot in public service for police and fire. Which takes me full circle. 12 times? If you do it once, it's a mistake. If you do it twice, it's a choice. But if you do it 12 times, it's a habit.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I don't get it. Like, I don't really get the whole voter fraud thing. Like, I don't understand the voter that the yeah. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm being a little hard. Yeah, I guess I am. I'm being a little hard. But at some point, I don't know. 833-212-1017 is the number. Is that worth losing a job for? Is that worth, like, is voting really that deep? Like, is voting that important that a person should commit? Well, for lack of a better term, a crime. I can think of people, love them to death. I'm not committing a crime for you. Well, it depends. Depends. Like, would I commit a crime for my spouse? Probably. Notice I say it probably. Because it depends on what they did. Like, what'd you do? Well, I did so. You're going to have to hold that one up. But then wouldn't you hold your spouse to the same level that you hold somebody else? But honestly, I don't think people actually understand or grasp what statutes say and what the law says. That's why social media is so dangerous. Sir Chan said, yeah, Dr. Ken, it appeared that Miss Marcy P. wanted to reap them extra coins. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe it was just an honest mistake. Maybe it was just an honest mistake. I know her. I've never known her to have that. Well, I've worked with her because we both worked for the city at the same time. Always been an honest and decent person. And continues to be. Do mistakes mitigate things we do? I say yes. But sometimes we get comfortable in doing things because we just, you know, do them. And we did it and we got away with it. So, I don't know. I don't know. As he said, I was thinking arrogant. No. That's what you would be. See, what happens, SE, is we put our thoughts and our beliefs and our experience on somebody else. Well, that's arrogant. Well, and I've learned against that because I don't want anybody doing that to me. I know why you did that. Well, actually, you don't. All you got to do is ask me. If you ask me, I will tell you, this is what I did. Here's why. Here's the caveat to that. And you tell me whether or not I'm right. 833-212-1017. You tell me whether or not I'm right. If you have to give me five or six reasons why I shouldn't do something, that means that your argument is weak. If you can tell me don't do this because of that, and that's it, I got it. Because I know that one thing is going to blow up. Don't do that. But when you go, well, I don't think you should do it because you're tall and you're dark and you wear glasses. Okay, well, then that means that what you were telling me in the beginning was like weak by itself, which means I should be doing it. You just don't want me doing it, which is okay. That's your opinion. People have started to do things for some reason. I don't know. I don't know why it happened. It might be a simple mistake. But you have got to hold yourself to an ungodly standard. It's darn near perfection. Like if you can think, watch this. I used to tell my children when they were growing up, we have conversations about how do you know what not to do? Because, you know, dad is a police officer. So if you do something, it's going to blow up. It's going to be on the news. It's going to be all over the place. As I went up in rank, then people start to know you. It's even worse. Now they know who your daddy is, right? So one of the things we had to do is I had to make sure they understood certain things you can't do. Like there are certain things that you can't do. And they said, like what? I said, well, look at it like this. And I've said it before years ago on this show. I said, if the choice pops up in your mind as to whether or not you should do something, it's an automatic no. If you have hesitation, something in you, your makeup, your psyche, your brain, something is telling you, don't do that. That's pretty much it. And that's what I told them. When you decide to do something, or you decide you're going to go somewhere, or you decide you want to go hang out with somebody, you decide, and you go, well, I don't know if I should go. That's an automatic no. Stay home. And in most instances, when they decided, nah, I'm not going to go because if I have to hesitate, say no. Said no, and guess what? Something happened. And I call, hey, where are you? You said you were going. I said, no, I'm not there. I'm at home. And I go, oh, okay. Okay, bye. Bye. That's how life is. That's how life works. But for some reason, some of us don't look at life that way. Well, you know, it's kind of doing it, and it's kind of, you know, I just, okay. All right, you made a mistake. And because I've never known her to do things like that, I chalk it up as a mistake. Twice was a choice. All right, I did it last time. I'm going to do it this time. If I get caught doing something, I don't care how bad it is, short of homicide, I ain't stealing or robbing somebody or killing somebody that you're trying to kill me. If I get caught, I'm just liable to go, yeah. What do you mean? Well, yeah. You did that? Yeah. You said that? Yeah. And other people don't like it. To the point where I had a conversation with somebody the other day who was like, well, you want to stop arguing with people that call. I'm like, but they argue with me. Like when I ask them something and they start going off onto a tangent, I got to bring them back. Like, hey, hold up. Wait, we're not talking about that. We're talking about this. Thing that drives me crazy about everything. And so people assign, well, you must like Trump because every time somebody mentioned Trump, you tell people to stop talking about it. Yeah. But you actually got to call when we're talking about Trump. You can't call when we're talking about Biden or talking about Kamala or talking about Democrats or what's going on in the city, and you talk about Trump. Like, I can't connect those dots. So then I call you on it, and the first thing you do, you're a Republican. As if, I'm going to say that, and that's going to make you look bad. That's going to be character, because in the black community, if you call somebody Republican, oh, my God, that's the worst thing you can call them. And the fact that 70% of black people up through 1980 were Republicans. But, well, who cares about history, right? It'll feel good. 12 times is a habit. 12 times is more than a habit. It's a crime. I want to know who other people know that I could do something 12 times and get charged once. That's what I want to know. One time. I'm going to do one. Because I think what happened is it's a crime, but they recognize that there was no malicious intent. There was no malicious intent. You're an adult and you should have known. And you'll go through some drama, you'll go through some trauma, and then you'll get over it and you'll be better for it. Every mistake I've ever made, I ended up being stronger and better for it. Life happens. Part of the process, it's like being, and I really can't say because I've never been addicted to drugs and never been, I'm not a drinker. But it's like going to AA. First thing you have to admit, you're an alcoholic. Now, when you start talking about alcohol as a disease, I got a problem with that. Because you had to choose to drink it. I can't choose a disease. I think I'll choose to be an alcoholic today. Okay. You can have the personality. You can have an addictive personality, but you can't be like, I have a disease. I drink too much alcohol. So then what does the person that do drugs or talks too much or pops pill? Like, are they diseased too? Or it's an addictive person. I have an addictive personality. I literally have to watch what I eat, watch what I do, because I can become addicted. It becomes habitual, right? And I got to stop. But what about you? Things that you do that you know you shouldn't do, but you do it anyway.
So some people are addicted to voter fraud. Is that what I'm hearing?
I got to do you like I do everybody else. Who told you to talk on my show?
I'm just asking a question.
But who told you to talk on my show? Okay, you've been broken in. Okay. So they're not addicted to voter fraud, but I wouldn't call that, because the time between votes is so long, I wouldn't call that a part of an addictive personality. Addictive personality is doing the same thing all the time on a regular basis so that it becomes part of your day. So that when you break it, or the way you eat, right? I had to change the way I eat so I could lose weight because I was addicted to certain foods. Not because I had to have it, but because I have an addictive personality. Well, I did that last time. I got to do the same thing this time. No, let's not do that. I recognize that in myself. Other people don't. Other people, as he said, what? Yes, that's right. It ain't got nothing to do with arrogance. It's not arrogance. Might be dumb, but it's not arrogance. People aren't fools. People get away with what you let them get away with. I'm pretty sure she wasn't the only one, and this is not the only one. I'm sure there are thousands of people in Milwaukee that got caught with voter fraud. Should she get hammered and blasted all over media? Absolutely not. But when you work in a glass house, call the Milwaukee Police Department. That's what happens. That is what happens. And it just is what it is. It just is.
This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Hey, what's up, Kwanda? I don't know what's going on. We trying to get in and see what's going on with that. So we gonna try to see. She says she blocked. How you get blocked? Who blocked you? Was it accidental? I don't know. Well, you got the talking text line right here. 833-212-1017 is the number. Just, you know, what you should really do is just download the app, and that way you don't have to bother with all this stuff. And then you can hit us on the talking text line. You can listen on the app. Everything's good. You can just go to the Apple Store or Google Play Store and just download and be done. Sir Chance said, maybe, just maybe, Marcy, she shares her similar philosophies as you do, as far as second and first and second time making the mistake, but just happened to lose count. Okay, now you're just poking people. Now you're just being that guy. Stop that. Stop it. Stop it. In other words, show the respect that you would want shown to you if you were in the same predicament. How's that? Is that fair? Well, we all know life's not fair, but is it at least, you know, fair? Is it, you know, I mean, give people a break. That's what I say. Just, you know, current temperature is 68 degrees. The low tonight is 50. So you're going to need a jacket. You kind of need a jacket now, but I think it's because I'm getting older. I need a jacket. I get cold. Right. And then I come here and realize it's not me. It's the studio. It's just cold. Yeah, the low tonight is 43% humidity. Visibility is at 10 miles. Winds are from the northwest at about 11 miles an hour. So it's just enough to have just enough slight breeze where you feel it. So, yeah, sunsets at 7:37 tonight. So, you know, be careful if you're out there. Be careful if you're out there. And she said, Kwanda blocked? I don't know. They say, fix this, Dr. Ken. Okay, let me help you. I'm an on-air host. I'm not technical. I ain't got no passwords. I ain't got nothing. So I can't fix nothing. I can complain about it enough and people hear it on the air and they go, oh, I guess we should fix that. Yeah, you should. Yeah, you should. Not really a city girl. What's going on? What's up, Dimitri? Reginald, how's things going? See, I've been very nice today. I've been, you know, in a good mood today. You're not a novice. Andrew is producing my show today. I don't know. What do you want to be known as on the air? Andrew?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Not Andy.
Please, you know, Andy. I was Andy for the first 18 years of my life, and then I went to college, and I became
right.
Andrew.
Right. I was Kenny. I don't even answer to the name anymore.
Really?
Yep.
Dr. Kenny? That doesn't make sense.
Okay, don't ever say that again.
That just doesn't fit you.
I know. I'm not going to tell you what my grandmother used to call me. Champ.
I like Champ.
Don't ever call me that again either.
I like that. That's a good nickname though.
Yeah, but don't call me that. Dr. Ken is fine. And that's Kyle and my sister from another mister, Cherie Harris. It's their fault. Because I thought the title was going to be, I don't know what it was. I'm the only one that got a day part in the title of the show. And then they put with Dr. Ken Harris. I'm like, doctor? Like, ugh. And so now then it put me at a, and I'm stuck there. I can't, like, ever step off. Yeah, but you got to. And I keep hearing that. So I got to go back to, you know, got to go back to being, you know, me and being all that. It's okay though. I mean, I take it as a form of discrimination, but hey, you know, because half the people like you or half the people don't. Sort of like being a black coach in the NFL, right? So Blavity has a great story, a lawsuit brought by an NFL coach accusing the league of discriminating against black coaches can proceed after a federal appeals court cleared the way for the case to continue. The court ruled against what has been deemed as an unfair NFL arbitration process, leaving the league open to accusations that it has acted unfairly toward black coaches. Shocking. The NFL? Nah. Now the owners have, because the owners have a, are there any black owned football teams?
There are not.
All right. I didn't think so. Last Thursday, the second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan upheld an earlier ruling by Judge Valerie Caproni that allows a lawsuit by Minnesota Vikings defensive coordinator Brian Flores to proceed. Flores has sued the NFL and three of its teams, Denver Broncos, Houston Texans, and New York Giants, for racial discrimination. In her 2023 ruling, Judge Caproni acknowledged racial disparities in the NFL. Racial? There are no racial disparities because there's no race. There's nobody in the coaching ranks. So what they do is they just say, hey, you got to interview like 20% of black coaches. So you interview all of the black coaches for one position, and then you pick the white guy that you want. Now, me understanding entrepreneurship, hey, that's what you want, that's what you want. Me personally, black people should get together, create a team, but the same group of white owners won't let you in. So you either start another league or you just don't do it. Judge Caproni noted, although the clear majority of professional football players are black, only a tiny percentage of coaches are black. The NFL attempted to require that the dispute with Flores being settled through arbitration. Another white guy or white girl coming in there doing it. With NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, the main culprit, serving as the arbiter. Wait a minute. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is hired by the owners. Wow. The appeals court ruled that the process proposed by the NFL with Goodell in charge did not meet proper standards of fairness and accept and independence. That's shocking, too. Flores filed his lawsuit in 2022 after being fired from his coaching job in Miami Dolphins, despite the team having a winning season. Flores interviewed for head coaching position, but alleged that the teams conducted these interviews with no intention of actually considering him for the jobs. He revealed that a text exchange with then New England coach Bill Belichick accidentally revealed that the New York Giants had already decided on another coach before Flores' scheduled interview with his team, and this appeared to violate the Rooney Rule, an NFL rule that requires teams to interview at least two outside minority candidates for open head coach, general manager, and coordinator positions. Two other black coaches, Steve Wilks and Ray Horton, later joined the lawsuit. What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017. Is he doing the right thing? Is he making it harder for black players? Is he making it harder for people like Shadur to play his game while always being coached by somebody that never looks like him? And does that even matter? Does it matter having a black coach, or does it matter having a black coach in a position of leadership when not just statistically, but in all actuality, has shown that less than 20% of new coaches hired into the league have been black. Over 40 head coaches, percent of them have been fired after only one season, but white coaches with worse records are kept on. And let's be straight. That place called Green Bay did it to Ray Rhodes. Came in, had a decent season, got bounced. One season, maybe two, gone. Person came in behind him, had the exact same season, maybe one extra win. They kept him. Next season, worse than Ray Rhodes. Kept him. We have a record 15 black quarterbacks starting at the beginning of the 2024-2025 season, yet black players have come under scrutiny in retaliation for protesting racism. Now, Colin Kaepernick, they talk about him, but he was just stupid. You're in America. There are multiple things you can protest. Does he have a right to protest? Yes, he does. But there are multiple things to protest. You don't go to an NFL game shown around a bazillion countries around the world and diss your own country. If you do that, if you had done that in the Olympics, you'd have got bounced and they wouldn't have thought about you twice. You still got to play the game. And he didn't play the game. And you're black. So you know you're going to be held to a higher standard, even if the standard is unreachable. No, you have to be perfect.
You have to put your hand over your heart. You have to say, I pledge allegiance to the flag. You got to sing America the Beautiful. You got to sing all that stuff. Recognizing that the reason that you do protest is because you live in America. And the reason that you're able to protest is because you live in America. You just got to pick when, not, I know what I'll do. I'll wait till it's national TV and then I'll kneel. You'd have done better just not putting your hand over your heart, not singing, and be done. Like other players do. Other white, Hispanic, Asian players, they just stand there. But you kneeled. And then you complained when they burned you for it. Like, what did you expect? So now we have this lawsuit. Flores expressed concern that his decision to take legal action against the NFL may hurt his career. Yeah, but you're going to probably get paid more than you would have as a coach. Because you're not going to pay him off, right?
As long as he's doing what he's doing in Minnesota, I think he'll have a job for life. He's a great defensive coordinator.
Oh, God, yeah. But here's the kicker. Why can't he be a head coach? Didn't the guy that took the Packers to the Super Bowl with the mustache and then went to Seattle, Mike Holmgren. Didn't he, like, he was a defensive coordinator. He was a defensive guy. Like, we have a lot of coaches who are defensive guys. Do what you do. I know you got to take care of everything, but if that's your jam, do that. And then let the offensive coordinator do their job. But it's just weird. It's just weird. He was an offensive coordinator? Okay. So who am I thinking about that was a coach but a defensive coordinator? Anyway. Well, clearly they got one in Minnesota because Minnesota's looking pretty good. Packers going to have a problem this year. With Detroit, Minnesota, and Chicago might be coming up because we beat them. So, okay, I'm done. I'm going to go take a break now before I get hollered at.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris of Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When you want long-lasting comfort and reliability, it's easy to trust Pella. Every piece is, and I always pause when I say this because I can never say specifically. I have trouble with specifically. I always want to say pacifically. Anyway, it is specifically constructed for you and your home, always designed with innovation, rigorously tested for quality and performance to last for years, and built to create long-term energy savings. And if you order by August 31st, today is the 25th, so you got 6 days to get 0% interest for up to 5 years, visit PellaWI.com, PellaWI.com. Look at me putting that public school education to use. I tell you. 833-212-1017 is the number. Sir Charles said, quit bullying Andrew. If he wants to chime in for a second or two, let him. But he does have to get broke in. So here's the kicker. So, me? First of all, it's not bullying. Y'all need to grow up. Y'all need to toughen up y'all kids. Oh, they're getting bullied. If you grew up and you didn't get bullied, that's why we got the nonsense we got now. Anyway. Angela said he would have done better not taking those American millions. Yeah, right, okay. I mean, if he really wanted to prove a point by kneeling. So watch this. What did he prove by kneeling? What did anybody prove by kneeling? What did anybody prove by writing Black Lives Matter in the end zones? What did anybody prove by doing all this stuff? And then the first thing people want to say is they blame Trump. White people didn't like it from the beginning. They played along because it made them money at the time. Watch this. If anybody decides they want to help you out by giving you money, that's a problem. If you're not going to give me the model that you use in order to make money so I can make my own, they didn't do that. Oh, we'll just pay you off. Here we go. And that's what they do. Nothing changed. They still hired their friends. Nepotism was still there. And that's how it went. So what'd you get for making all those millions? Nothing. You could invest it and make more. But after that, kneeling didn't do anything. You can't blame Donald Trump for DEI. You need to blame the people that went along with it and pushed it to where they got rid of it. But I told people, and y'all lambasted me. Oh, my God, you don't support DEI. No, why? Because it's not going to last. It's a false premise. You want inclusion? Include me in the boardroom, your C-suite. Help me start a business. Nope, won't do that. I'll create a position over here. If diversity was that important, right, this is what I always tell people, regardless of the organization, whether it's a school, a nonprofit or for-profit business, if the person that runs diversity, equity, inclusion does not have a title of vice president and does not report directly to the president with nobody in between, they do not support DEI. That's what I said. And every single company that didn't have that got it, because it's hard to get rid of a vice president when they're a vice president in your company and they have bought in and own stock and all this other stuff, right? It's expensive. But equity and inclusion actually helps. Diversity actually helps your company to a point. As long as the person that you're trying to sell to looks like them, you're fine. The problem we forgot is that black people have had to play both sides of the coin where white people have not. The only people that have done that are people that were white and went to an HBCU. And you can tell by the way you talk to them, the way they respond, the way they understand, just like we've had to. I've had to understand Irish culture, Jewish culture, Italian culture, Latino culture, all that. But nobody bothers with black culture. Hey, you got your month. Okay, we're done. Bye. Gone. Somebody say, what's your producer know about Alicia Myers off your break? Or is that just something that ran off your playlist? Okay, time out. Why are you questioning him? You should be questioning me, number one. Number two, y'all leave my producer alone. Unless you want to mess with me. You want to mess with me, Sir Chance? I'll see you in McDonald's next time. Oh, that's right. I haven't been at McDonald's in a while. Did I tell y'all he charged me up a few years ago at McDonald's? Hey, are you Dr. Ken? As soon as he started talking, I was like, wow, Sir Chance. Wow. Okay. That's all right. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you, man. Hurt my feelings. That hurt my feelings. You did. You crushed me. You crushed me. Reginald said, yeah, the temperature drop is dropping. It's like I was shivering since Saturday night. What are you, like 800 years old or something, Reggie? Like, you getting cold, man? Okay, dude. Laura, you know I'm not going to say her name, right? You know I'm not. He said he's up there with his TS shirt on because I don't say her name. I don't say her name. I think she's ugly. I actually think she's ugly. I think she's ugly. That's just me. Miles said, come on, Dr. Kidd, it's just a name. I'm not. Reginald, that's silly. He said, don't type with your mouth full. Your mouth full. Yours was full. You the one can't type. If you're like, what? What are you even saying? What are you even saying? 833-212-1017. You know we got top 5 at 5 coming up. So make sure you hang around for that in the 5 o'clock hour. But going back to Marcy, that we talked about at the top of the hour. If you have an issue, go back and listen to the Dr. Ken's Truth. I'm torn. Like, I was telling somebody today, you have to actually avoid, like, if it looks like something might be.
Yeah. Are you torn because you know this person, or are you torn because of the situation?
I'm torn because of the situation, first. Secondly, I know her. Anybody can do anything, so whether I know you or not, for me, is irrelevant. I believe that at some point, You're just held to a standard that's has multiple points more than other people. And people always say it's a higher standard. No, no, there's one standard. Your percentage of breaking that standard is significantly smaller than everybody else. You might get 0.01. Everybody else gets like 5. Right? General public, about 93% of the public lives their entire life and never has any police contact other than knowing them. That was it. I know that person. He's a cop. Then you got about 3%, maybe 4%, up to 97%, that are like, I'll dip in, I'll dip out. I did some drugs growing up. I did that. And then you got 3% that in and out, always arrested, always causing trouble, always doing stuff. That's just life. That's why we have the police. Because people have decided they're going to break the social contract. Hey, in the 5 o'clock hour, we got the top 5 at 5. And I got to ask you, are you ready for a disaster? We just had flooding. We just had all this stuff that came through the city. And I guarantee people are still not ready for snow when it comes. Yes, I said it, because it's coming. It's going to snow. And then you're going to be at home crying, please, bring me some food. Anyway, top 5 at 5 up next.